This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And hopefully most things will be working tonight, although they will not be working in their full capacity. There's a major internet outage that started, I would say, sometime mid-afternoon, like 3 to 4 o'clock Eastern time. We were in the middle of a meeting, Chris, you and I, and we noticed, hey, look, the internet's down. And then I got a report saying my streams were down back at, so we were, the place we were at a meeting was not the same place where the streams were originating, but they're all on the same commercial internet provider network, which is Spectrum, formerly known as Time Warner Communications. Chris Reitman pointed me to an interesting website that I'd never heard of called Down Detector.
I'm amazed that you haven't heard of it. It's a very well-known website. Anytime somebody, anytime my internet connection goes down, I check the, check Down Detector.
Yeah, so I guess Down Detector is like a crowdsourced internet reporting, is my internet down, hit a button kind of thing or whatever.
I didn't realize why my cellular connection was going so slow when I was using it at when the internet went down.
Because people are slamming it.
I figured it was just that business internet connection where we were, and turned out to be the whole Northeast, at least for
Spectrum.
And also, although actually my phone was affected as well. I have Straight Talk and I have no.
It was probably because of how many people were on it trying to use the cellular network.
I don't think so. I think it was completely out.
Captain Kickass said that there was some sort of line that was cut that both Verizon, who Straight Talk contracts with, that's one of their companies. Both Verizon and Spectrum are on that particular backhaul.
So that's a backbone connection that you're talking about.
Yeah, and it's apparently if you look at the down detector, it's affecting all of the Northeast. So from as far south as New York City, all the way up through Boston and New England.
Basically. Well, fortunately, there are multiple multiple connections. We're keen, but not all the different providers are using them.
Right.
So
that's what we're dealing with tonight. That's why if you're watching online, you're going to see a reduced quality. We've got all of 2 megabits now to stream 3 different video streams plus all our audio streams. So I had to dial back the video quality pretty significantly. But they seem to be stable. So for now, we're going to go with it. If need be, we'll turn off one or two.
I'm afraid it's going to affect the audio connection.
No.
Is it the same physical connection? Do you sell line?
Yeah. It's all going out over that two megabits. But I've got the video chopped up to be about 1.1 or 1.2, and then the audio itself isn't going to be much more than another.
So awful.
Yeah, we should be within 80% of the maximum.
Okay.
I remember when the internet was peer-to-peer. The design of it was supposed to be that 6 American cities could get nuked. Really? And the internet would stay up. That was the original design goal.
Okay, so the design and the implementation are 2 different things.
Well,
especially once it became commercialized.
It was at one time implemented that way in that the people who were using it were all colleges and corporations back then.
Yeah.
Each one of them would have multiple connections to other internet users. So if one of your connections went down, it was no big deal. Your packets would just get shunted off to somebody else, and it would still get there. And that was when they said, the net interprets censorship is damage and routes around it.
It's kind of interesting because even though there's a major outage right now, it's technically, we still have internet access in this area. It's just not with certain providers. So
it's not with certain providers, and there's no failover. I mean,
right.
If we were
using... Right, the failover is what, where the problem is.
If we were using the original design of the Internet and we were all set up the way they set up in those days, if your provider went down, you'd send packets over to your neighbor and it would go out his T1.
Well, you know, what's interesting is that still actually is how it's designed in some respects at a larger scale.
It's still possible to do it, like we'll see it again if the boogaloo comes.
Yeah. Well, thankfully we have two Internet connections here. Because I know that Internet connections go down from time to time, and that's the reason why I have a backup. So thank goodness, because we also, and I realize this is, you know, behind-the-scenes geekery, but it's affecting us, right? So
absolutely.
We're talking about it. The ISDN line that we have relied on for 15 years, basically, that we have relied on.
I don't think
on.
People know what that means anymore,
right.
ISDN.
It's an old phone technology that is basically two regular copper pair phone lines rolled into one. That's
all
it is.
It's literally just a 56K modem, basically, combining the data.
Yeah, where you can get up to 128 kilobits per second. And back in 1990, when this technology was, you know, like peak, that was pretty awesome,
It was the poop.
But you know what's funny, actually? Even back in those days, it was pathetic because the phone companies actually, I think it was the phone companies, they basically fought against ISDN lines because they wanted to upsell people to their T1s and T3s and so forth. Yeah, so the only reason we didn't have DSL back then was basically because the phone companies thought it would eat into
their more
profitable connections.
But what I was going to say about the ISDN line, which we've had for years, I mean, since back when we were in Florida, I had an ISDN line down there, and that's how we got the audio from our studio to our network studios in Minnesota. Well, earlier this month, the network made the decision to go ahead and get rid of ISDN because, actually, it turns out we were the only show left that was using ISDN, and they just couldn't justify the cost because, you know, they were probably paying something per minute just to connect to us over ISDN. So we weren't paying the long-distance fees because they were calling us. So I don't know what the bill was like, but they decided, you know, Internet's good enough these days, and so they said, we're done. We're shutting down ISDN, so since that was the only reason we had it,
I
went ahead and terminated it.
I was always curious what the reason was for keeping around the ISDN connection as opposed to going with just another Internet connection.
It's way more reliable.
Okay.
I mean, there was almost never in the 15 years that I've had ISDN service. And again, we use it every night for 3 hours a night, right? Like, we're on it a lot. It was darn reliable. I mean, like 99.999%.
So
very rare would there ever be any issues.
Interesting, actually, because one of the things with telephone lines is there's a certain standard that the telephone companies have to meet, legally speaking, and I'm wondering if that had something to do with the reliability.
The bandwidth guaranteed, that sort of thing. Yeah, it's like a more dedicated circuit. You're not sharing bandwidth in the same way that with Internet connections frequently, so.
And if the connection degrades, they'll break it, which isn't necessarily what you want. I would rather have a slow connection than no connection.
Yeah, well, in the case of the ISDN, it was rock solid, but, you know, time is moving on, and it's over. I remember when I had one of the installers for the phone company come by. I forget what it was for. It was probably 7 years ago now.
I have to wonder, did they even have people on staff that could handle, know what to do with ISDN?
It's rare. Like, you have to, get to a special department to talk to somebody that even knows what it is.
Someone comes out
they're like the Maytag repairman. Nobody ever calls them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, right. I mean, it was pretty reliable, but the dude told me that we were the only ISDN except for one more. There was only two in Keene, New Hampshire, where, it's not a big place, but it's just an indicator of how dead this technology is. And I said, well, what was the other ISDN? Because he knew what it was. And he said it was a bank ATM. Some old bank ATM that had been hooked up via an ISDN line. And this was probably 5 or 7 years ago now, so I'm sure they probably migrated that.
That's actually interesting because most of those were hooked up via dial-up modems back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's interesting to hear that they were... This was probably one of the central ATMs, I bet, of the bank, if it's on ISDN, I would think. Anyway.
So anyway, that's what's going on. That's why you've got a very poor photographic or video quality if you're watching us over at DLive or Twitch, DLive.LRN.FM. But we got stuff to talk about coming up here tonight. The topless lady, we didn't get to the ruling on in the Utah court in that case. We should get to that. Plus, great news out of California. It's rare that you hear good news out of California, but this involves psychedelic mushrooms. And the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. First, though, what's going on with Phoenix Jones, the so-called real-life superhero? You might be shocked to find
out. Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can bring up anything that you want. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian. Oops, sorry, try that one again, Chris.
And Chris.
All right.
And nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
Yeah, so just kind of troubleshooting the internet outages here as we go on. We may end up shut. I think I'm going to shut off YouTube just because it is the least important of the various different streams, just to make sure that we've got enough bandwidth here. So anyway, wanted to get into the story about Phoenix Jones, and for the longtime listeners of this program, you will likely remember Phoenix Jones. If, on the other hand, you are newer to Free Talk Live, maybe you didn't pay attention to Seattle area news from about a decade ago, then maybe you haven't heard of Phoenix Jones. But who is Phoenix Jones? He is one of the self-proclaimed real-life superheroes based out of Seattle, and he dresses up in a costume, or has been known to do this. I don't. He may have retired as a superhero at this point, but back in like 2011, he had this like decent looking superhero costume. Like it, I don't know what it was made out of, but it wasn't chintzy looking. Like it looks like he spent a decent amount of money on it. And
did it stop bullets?
I doubt it.
Okay.
I doubt it. But it looked good, and it did appear to have been made out of something relatively sturdy. So it might have ruined somebody's day if they tried to hit him, or huh. And it, I don't know if it would have blocked a knife stab or anything like that. But anyway, so the latest about Phoenix Jones, after years of supposedly fighting crime in downtown Seattle, is he has been arrested.
Mm-hmm. Oh no!
And he's been arrested for not actually committing a real crime. He was only selling drugs, MDMA, also known as ecstasy, and cocaine, according to the story here at Newsweek. Seattle man.
Oh, I thought it was meth.
Maybe they got him with that, too. I don't know, but the story here says it was MDMA.
Yeah, you're probably right. I just heard the story in passing.
Well, I mean, if you actually look up MDMA and what the chemicals stand for, the MDMA stands for it. I believe the word meth is part of that. So one of the M's in there, it is. I mean, it's not directly related. It's not like an analog of methamphetamine, but it's obviously in the same family or something like that, in some sort of drug family. I'm not a chemist. But the Seattle man who patrolled the city streets in a costume and described himself as a superhero has found himself on the wrong side of the law after police arrested and charged him for allegedly selling drugs. Ben Fodor, who's only 31, which means that when it was 2011, when he was first hitting the news, he was in his early 20s when he donned his outfit and was the leader of the costumed group of characters known as the Rain City Superheroes under pseudonym Phoenix Jones. Until the group was dissolved in 2014, he was charged Monday with two counts relating to dealing narcotics, according to the Seattle Times. Police said Fodor was caught selling MDMA, also known as ecstasy, to an undercover officer in November. His girlfriend, Andrea Berenson, who's 26, is also alleged to have been involved in a scheme to sell cocaine to undercover agents in January. Court documents reportedly indicate that a Seattle narcotics officer initiated a series of text messages with Fodor in November of 2019. Tip number one, if you're going to be selling MDMA or any other kind of illicit, illegal product, don't do it over text messaging. It's just a bad plan. Now, that's not to say that you won't get caught anyway. That's not to say that they won't set you up and that there won't be some undercover agent who tries to bust you, but at least then they won't have the conversation in text message form.
Right.
So there is that.
Yeah, I get people hitting me up for weed on Facebook sometimes, and it's like, weed? I don't smoke weed.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Of course, anybody who knows me is then like, oh, he must be lying for a reason.
He doesn't want to talk about this. Yeah. So, don't do it over text message. So that's mistake number one. Mistake number two is if you're going to do it over text message, which you shouldn't do, don't respond to people who you don't know over text message, right? So, like, if somebody strange hits you up with a text message saying, hey, I heard you're selling MDMA. I'd love to meet up and buy $500 worth.
Yeah, somebody hit me up and said, I heard you're selling drugs. My question would be, oh, really? From whom? I need to talk to that person.
Exactly. But apparently the officer arranged to buy $500 worth of MDMA, which Fodor allegedly agreed to do on the condition that $300 of it would be sent in advance to his Venmo payment account. Yikes.
Wow.
I mean, how new? This guy must have been brand new at this, or either that or he's just been a damn fool the entire time. So now you're talking about not only are you having electronic messaging with a cop over the idea of selling MDMA to the cop, but you're also requesting that they send payment to a traceable electronic payment address known as Venmo, known as your Venmo account, which is run by PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
So that's tip number three here. He's batting zero so far. If you're going to sell drugs, you don't want to do it over Venmo, ideally, right? Because then there's a paper trail because it's an electronic payment. So this is why drug dealers historically have been using cash for their transactions for a long time. Making huge mistakes. He's then said to have met the agent at a Starbucks coffee shop where he delivered a brown paper bag containing around 7 grams of the drug in exchange for the $200 balance. A second attempt at a meeting to purchase another $500 worth of MDMA was made nearly a week later, but Fodor didn't show up. So maybe he's just that bad of a drug dealer, or maybe he caught wind that something suspicious was going on. You know, maybe something freaked him out. But then the agent created a new persona and arranged a different drug deal on January 6th. So this guy was just an open house. Like, anybody who texted his phone saying they wanted to buy drugs, he'd sell it to him. And that suggests some level of desperation, perhaps, in his life. Because you shouldn't be doing
maybe
that.
He was just on MDMA and he wanted to make everybody happy.
Maybe he thought everyone loved him. Yeah, that's possible. Fodor was arrested 3 days later when the second exchange was made, allegedly with police confiscating at that time 4 grams of cocaine during that transaction. As Phoenix Jones, now this is the pretty great part of the story. Fodor urged drug dealers, as Phoenix Jones back a decade ago, when he was out fighting crime, to refrain from their activities in Seattle and instead, quote, sell somewhere else, unquote, according to a November 2010 article in the magazine Seattle Met.
Was he busted in Seattle?
Yes, he was.
Okay. So maybe he was just trying to keep the territory for himself.
That's what I'm thinking. And it's an interesting approach, right? Like you.
That's what the cops do.
Sure.
In some places.
Create a crime-fighting character, get a whole bunch of press coverage, because they got a lot of press coverage back when this thing, you know, first started in 2011, and try to intimidate your competition into selling somewhere else. And so now the question is, for how long has he been dealing? Has it been this whole time, or was this a more recent startup?
Sounds like you forgot to pay somebody off.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Real-life superheroes, are they still a thing? If you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, a central witness in the impeachment proceedings against President Trump, was fired and escorted out of the White House on Friday. That's according to his attorney. President Trump, talking to reporters outside the White House, claims that Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi broke the law by ripping up his State of the Union address.
It was a terrible... so disrespectful to our country, and actually very illegal.
More Americans are fleeing China, where the outbreak of the coronavirus started, and are heading home to the United States. One plane has already landed in San Antonio, and another is expected to arrive. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar reminds everyone,
although the virus represents a potentially very serious public health threat, and we expect to continue seeing more cases here, the immediate risk to the American public is low.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but... Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. You're over at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And nobody.
And we've been talking about Phoenix Jones. He is back in the news after making headlines most of a decade ago, as far back as 2011, in Seattle, where he was making headlines along with a group of people called the Rain City Superheroes. That they were hitting the streets, allegedly trying to stop crime for a few years until the group dissolved in 2014. But now Phoenix Jones is finding himself behind bars, arrested for selling narcotics. He had MDMA and cocaine that he was willing to sell to an undercover cop.
Okay, neither of those are narcotics. Narcotics put you to sleep.
That's a great point.
That's just another drug war fallacy.
Thanks for the clarification. Illegal drugs. Drugs that should be legal, but sadly are not. So, I mean, he's not hurting anybody. He's not actually committing real crimes in that there's no victim to what it was that Phoenix Jones has done.
But Ian, there are victims. The family members of these users.
Yeah, so you're playing devil's advocate there. That's what some people will say. when it comes to their reasoning as to why they want to continue the war on drugs, that they don't believe that there are such things as victimless crimes, that you're hurting yourself, so therefore you're making your own self a victim, or, as you said, your family members. Or,
if he'd had to go three blocks further to get his drugs, he'd still be alive today. Apparently, some people have no idea how motivated drug users are.
Indeed. So, Jones arrested for selling some drugs to undercover agents in January. According to the story over at Newsweek.com, Phoenix Jones, ironically, did urge drug dealers to refrain from selling in Seattle back in 2010, as he was Phoenix Jones the superhero. His real-life name is Ben Fodor.
See, the funny thing there is he was actually doing something criminal. If there was a threat attached to that he'd go all superhero on them.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. But,
so what do you think? Is this the end for Phoenix Jones, or will he rise from the ashes?
The former self-described superhero also competed in mixed martial arts. So he was a fighter. Like, this dude actually did know how to, you know, throw down if necessary. And reportedly relied on some of those skills using his costumed persona. Public reactions to his supposed crime-fighting activities were mixed. In recent years, his activities as Phoenix Jones trailed off. Fodor announced that he was retiring as a self-proclaimed superhero in 2019, claiming to be tired of attempting to solve the problems of Seattle, although he said he might put on his armored costume again if there is, quote, a riot in the city. He said at the time in an NW Nerd podcast interview, he said, "I'm not saying I'm never going to fight another crime. I'm just saying I don't owe you anything anymore. I don't feel like I owe people anything anymore. I used to feel like because I have this power, it was my duty to use it. But it's not." So, I mean, he sounds like he's a little on the jaded side from, you know, his years of fighting crime without probably any real appreciation. You know, he did get some newspaper articles, but, you know, kind of like when you're an activist, there's not a whole lot of money in activism. It's probably true that there's not a whole lot of money in being a crime-fighting superhero.
That's why you have to be Bruce Wayne.
And have billions of dollars.
Yes,
right?
That helps.
Yeah. And that also helps you being untouchable, because if you've got billions of dollars, the police aren't going to mess with you because they know you've got an army of attorneys who you will throw at them if they come at you. In the case of Jones, however, he doesn't have that. He said further that, quote, "If you're going to use your if you're not using your ability to help people, I'm not using my ability to help people unless I want to," he said. "If I see a crime in front of me, I'm going to take care of it. But I don't owe anybody anything anymore. I have a very special skill set, and you no longer get to use it if you're not going to play your part," unquote. So it does sound like he is pretty jaded and tired of helping people out and going out of his way, so to speak, to try to stop crime. And you really can't blame him. I mean, you know, Seattle's a big city. There's a lot, you know, going on there. One man in an armored costume isn't going to be able to handle very much.
I really want to know what he was doing exactly with this crime-fighting superpowers.
It was hilarious. I was watching, I got this story from the guys over at Double Toasted, which is actually a movie review show on YouTube. But for whatever reason, they were aware of the Phoenix Jones case, so they did a piece on this. And so they brought up some of the old footage from the old news packages about Phoenix Jones, and one of the news packages on him showed him going into a comic book store where he would go behind the shelves, change into his Phoenix Jones costume, and then emerge from behind the shelves and walk out of the comic book store. So he actually kind of had like a little den behind the comic books in the comic book store where he'd change out.
Was that after they got rid of phone booths?
Yeah, it should have been around that time. This was like a decade ago.
Superman would be hosed now.
What would he do? Yeah, where would he go?
Yeah, he's not going to hide behind his cell phone.
Exactly. Said if you're not going to, said law enforcement have always been skeptical of Fodor's superhero status. He was arrested in 2011 after allegedly dousing a group of people with pepper spray in an attempt to break up a street brawl that police later said didn't happen. While charges against Fodor were eventually dropped, the Seattle attorney described him as, quote, No hero, just a deeply misguided individual, unquote, after the incident.
Sounds like he should have been a cop.
Well,
deeply misguided individual, yeah. That's the job for you.
Well, I'm glad that he wasn't a cop. I mean, he did, at least if you believe what he was saying, he was trying to go out there and patrol the streets and stop crime. And inherently, there's not anything wrong with doing that. I mean, ultimately, the police don't like that kind of thing, because if Phoenix Jones actually goes out into the streets or the rest of the crime-fighting squad that he had there and they actually stop a crime, then it makes the cops look bad. Because they don't like it when, you know, somebody else upstages them, essentially, in real life.
Also, they were probably getting paid off, so...
The police were? You mean?
Oh, well, depending on the crime.
I wonder if this was revenge for all those years.
Well, I mean, somebody snitched him out, right? Like, so somebody told the police, hey, Phoenix Jones is slinging drugs in downtown Seattle, here's his number. And then they got him. So, like, it wouldn't have happened, likely, if somebody hadn't ratted him out.
Of course, you're assuming that what is being reported is also correct, so...
Well, I mean, I'm assuming that they're going to present some evidence in court to say that they, you know...
Which is what, the cop's testimony? I mean...
Well, they had a phone number, and that phone... Someone texting them from that number, okay. Which is probably associated with Phoenix Jones... you know, presuming he's, you know, like got a normal cell phone contract with a cell phone provider. So the odds are that it was Phoenix Jones on the other side of those text messages.
Cause, I mean,
that's not proof, I mean, but it's evidence.
I mean, so part of the problem is that drug dealers frequently use throwaway phones and numbers.
But
so
this guy wasn't...
Well, he was also the guy who showed up in person with
and
drugs
made the
in
deal.
His hand.
So
according to
that
the
makes
cop,
a
though,
difference.
Not necessarily.
Well, one would assume.
We have, what we have is a cop, which we all know here in this room are a bunch of liars. So you can't take everything they say, you know, for...
No,
for,
you can't. And he hasn't been convicted yet in court. So.
And assuming he was... actually dealing drugs, it's probably, and again, assuming that we can't believe the cop, he probably would have been using a throwaway number, so...
I don't think you can presume that, based on the just basic mistakes this guy's already allegedly made.
But again, this is according to the cop, though, which you can't believe. I don't know.
Well, and the other question is, was he in the business of doing this, or did he just get a call from somebody and try to do him a favor?
I mean, it does seem a little far-fetched, so I'm gonna reserve my opinion.
He allegedly sold 7 grams of MDMA, and I don't think this is far-fetched at all, that somebody who, you know, needs to make money, wasn't making money doing crime fighting, so he decided to start selling some drugs. It's a safe, relatively, you know, safe way to make some money as long as you don't get snitched out or busted by the cops. And he was. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us. But then again, he's just been charged. He hasn't been convicted at this point. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and and body extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hvextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hvextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, want to let you know about LibertyCon. It's coming up soon. It'll be April 3rd through the 5th. So go and grab your tickets now and get a Free Talk Live discount. For using code FTL, you'll knock $10 off these tickets, which will get you into LibertyCon, a unique Liberty convention happening in Washington, D.C., where you will be able to network with more than 70 pro-Liberty organizations. Perhaps you want to advance your career, business, or internship opportunities. This is going to be a great opportunity to do that. Plus, you get to see some excellent speeches by folks like John Mackey, the Whole Foods CEO, and debates. They're going to have a couple debates. One of them will be called Is Government Necessary?, where David Friedman will be arguing that it is not, while someone named Timothy Sandifer will be arguing the government is necessary.
Go, David.
And then there's another debate between economics editor for Barron's, Stephen Perlstein, and, Gene Epstein, the economics editor for Barron's. Stephen Perlstein is the editor of the Washington Post, or from the Washington Post, and they will be debating, does capitalism require government intervention? While Epstein will argue in, against intervention, Perlstein will argue in favor of it. You can go to LibertyCon.com and use code FTL. Save $10 on your tickets. Mark your calendar. It's April 3rd through the 5th, and Free Talk Live will be there broadcasting from the event. That's LibertyCon.com. As we continue here, we've been talking about Phoenix Jones. He is under arrest, facing multiple charges of selling, in this case, allegedly MDMA and cocaine to an undercover police officer. Now, I think you're right to do this, Chris. You're questioning the alleged facts in the case because cops are known to tell lies. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, it's not that it's unbelievable that somebody was doing it, but the question is, was the particular person in which the cop is claiming doing it, were they actually doing it?
I mean, like,
it's always skeptical on.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose they could have mistaken Phoenix Jones for the man who actually came into the restaurant and handed them a bag full of
You're assuming that it wasn't just an outright lie and fabricated. See, I don't trust the cops enough to believe the story that they're presenting.
Usually
in the
when
place.
They, you know, I mean, obviously we are getting into the point where video evidence is not going to be trustworthy because we've looked at, like, deep fakes, for instance, which is a technology that allows pretty much anybody with a computer to make
at
fake
least
videos.
If there was video, there would be something to back up what he said, whether or not it was reliable or not. You know, that's another story.
I would expect that they probably did get video. Didn't they get video of you back in the day selling cannabis?
Yeah, they had some video.
Yeah. So, I mean, it is not hard to get undercover, you know, camera. Undercover cameras cost nothing these days.
You can go on
eBay.
I wouldn't speculate. But, I mean, the problem is we don't have that right now. And
No, all you got is an arrest. Yeah, you don't get to see the evidence until discovery during the court trial. So that's going to be down the line a ways. You know, if you want to get an undercover cameraman, I mean, there's no reason not to at this point. Like, if you grew up thinking, man, it'd be cool to have an undercover camera, spy cams. Well, they've got them, and you can go get one for, like, $50. If you want to spend like $100, you can get a pretty decent one. Expect that the cheaper ones are probably going to crap out on you at some point. Like, I've noticed that the technology, while it's very small and very affordable, isn't also the most reliable, at least the ones that I've gotten, like the Chinese brand glasses. The cameras are so small, they can easily be concealed. They've got like pen cams. You can set that, like, if you've got a front pocket where you keep pens, you can set a pen there. They've got like watch cams where you can like have the watch. It looks like a real watch. It works like a watch, but it's got a little pinhole in it.
But it watches you.
And then they've got the glasses, which have a little pinhole right in the center, but they put like a cover over it, and so you can't even tell that it's a camera now if you just look at it. Because it used to be they were kind of bulky and it was pretty obvious, but now it's pretty tough to detect these things. So if you want to get a hidden camera, you ought to do that because they're cheap. But remember, wiretapping is an issue, so make sure that you, if you're going to be recording people in real life.
Well, there's not usually audio in those, are there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they have audio in them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to have a hidden camera without an audio track. I mean, that would be
interesting.
Really silly to...
I always thought they were usually without audio. Or was that just like in the past?
You're thinking of surveillance cameras. So like your typical surveillance cam at like a gas station, there's no audio to that. But for a on-body camera, hidden camera, there's almost always audio for those, yeah. So whether you want to comment on Phoenix Jones and the rest of the Rain City superheroes, again, the group in disarray, they dissolved back in 2010. And according to the guys on Double Toasted, all the superhero group ended up really doing was making sandwiches and handing them out to homeless people. Like, even the homeless people were getting tired of them, apparently. So they called it a day. And
did they not make good sandwiches?
I guess not. must not have been that great. So anyway, there's your update on Phoenix Jones. We got another update for you, and this is even worse news out of Utah, where we discussed the story, and I don't know if you guys were on the show for this discussion. Were you on when we talked about the woman who was topless in her own home in front of her stepchildren?
Oh, yeah, for sure. At least multiple times. A couple times at least, I think.
Yeah. So that went to court. And she lost, sadly. Here's the story from The Guardian. A judge who refused to overturn part of Utah's lewdness law in the last couple of weeks. In a blow to a woman who's fighting criminal charges after her stepchildren saw her topless in her own home.
Oh, no.
Judge Kara Pettit sided with prosecutors who argued that lewdness is commonly understood to include women's breasts in American society. This
maybe in Utah, but I can assure you that's not the case elsewhere in the United States.
Or is it? Because there was a story within the last few months that the New Hampshire Supreme Court ruled similarly, that it was not considered to be discrimination.
That was one town, right? Not like.
But it was a Supreme Court case. In New Hampshire, where the Supreme Court ruled, now it was like 3-2, so it wasn't an overwhelming ruling, but enough to be a ruling, they ruled that this law prohibiting women from being topless on a beach in Laconia, which is a town in New Hampshire, wasn't discriminatory against women.
That ruling was just absolutely ridiculous, but at the same time, it wasn't over. I don't think that argument was over lewdness either.
It had to do with that. It did have to do with that. That's where this all comes from.
Okay.
That's the whole thing comes from the idea that a woman being topless is somehow offensive and dangerous and lewd.
And the funny thing about it is it's only this moronic taboo that makes it a good that makes it an issue. Apes don't freak out when they see female apes topless,
right?
Because
it's
female
normal.
Apes outside of the movies are nearly always topless. So male apes don't care; they're used to it. But when you create a taboo, then all of a sudden, ooh, I saw a boob, and that's like a big deal.
Yeah, and that's where this comes from. It comes from that puritanical mentality, which has been, it's just been stuck with us for however many couple hundred years that it's
been. The religious nuts have done more damage.
Yep, they really have. And this woman's going to go to jail because she was in her own home topless. Now, if you recall the story, and they probably recap it here in the Guardian piece, but the story was that her and her current either boyfriend or husband or whatever, here it is, they took off their shirts to keep their clothes from getting dirty while they hung drywall in their garage in a Salt Lake City suburb in late 2017 or 2018 when her husband's three children between the ages of 9 and 13 walked in. She, quote, explained she considers herself a feminist and wanted to make a point that everybody should be fine with walking around their house or elsewhere with skin showing, unquote, according to her lawyers in court documents. She said charges were filed after the children's mother, so she's the stepmom. The kids went home and told their mom what happened with the stepmom. Mom then calls the police on the stepmom.
Okay, so this is making a lot more sense now as far as what happened. And so basically this is just a rivalry between...
Between two women.
Yeah, between two women.
And one of them used the state
against
her rival.
Well, that was something that was missing from the story that I hadn't heard before.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of odd that it took... It was just this thing that happened, like, a really long time after, I guess, the incident occurred.
Yeah, it was months later.
And it was just so bizarre. And
right. The police couldn't...
There was no...
The police couldn't even, I'm remembering from a previous article, they couldn't even figure out when the incident happened.
Right.
So you ask yourself, well, how could they charge her? Because she talked to the police.
Yeah.
That's where she went wrong.
Definitely.
Was just like Phoenix Jones texting with a cop. This lady, the cops call her up and ask her questions about, did you take your top off in front of your kids? She admitted to it.
Mm.
There's your charge. So she didn't know when it was. The police didn't know when it was. But they said, oh, yeah, sometime last fall or whenever, did you take your top off in front of your kids while you were painting the house? Oh, yeah, sure, I did that. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Well, you're under arrest, ma'am.
Mm.
Fornicate the constables.
The toll-free number here. No, don't. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You want to jump into the discussion here. Maybe you think that it should be illegal to be topless in your own home in front of children. This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Oh, yeah, her husband wasn't charged.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet, certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Have you ever wanted to work when you wanted to work instead of having to report to an office? Have you ever felt trapped by relationship rules like monogamy? I'm Caleb Jones, and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low work, high income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, live, on demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.